Wafer admits shooting and killing 19-year-old Renisha McBride in front of his Dearborn Heights home after McBride knocked on his door around 4 in the morning. Hours earlier, around midnight, McBride had crashed her car a couple of miles away in Detroit. Witnesses told police she stumbled away from the scene of the accident, bloodied and disoriented. We don't know exactly how or why she ended up at Wafer's front door. She was apparently intoxicated, though. Autopsy results showed high levels of both alcohol and marijuana. Theodore Wafer claims he was startled awake by the pounding on his door. Confused and disoriented himself, he couldn't find his cell phone to call police, so he grabbed his shotgun. Defense attorney Cheryl Carpenter yesterday told jurors that McBride banged on the door so violently that it broke.
It's metal breaking on his front door. Tess is thinking they're coming in.
But prosecutors argue Wafer's actions don't meet the standard of self-defense defined by Michigan law. Prosecutor Danielle Hageman-Clark says Wafer's screen door actually broke when he blasted McBride with his shotgun straight through it.
The screen door that she was shot through was still locked at the time that the police got there.
Some note that McBride's killing has some eerie similarities to the Trayvon Martin case. Two unarmed black teenagers shot and killed by white men claiming self-defense. McBride's case sparked outrage last fall, especially since Wafer, like George Zimmerman, wasn't immediately arrested and charged with a crime. As the trial carried on in a downtown Detroit courthouse, Otis Smart and Melissa Wright were chatting on a street in nearby Midtown.
That was murder, and that was wrong.
Smart says Wafer could have just not answered the door or found some other way to call for help, but instead, he chose to pick up a gun.
A shotgun through the front door. Any weapon through the front door, a bow and arrow, a lady, bang on the door. Now, I can see if it was a big old man, maybe, but no, I don't buy that.
I don't buy it at all.
Just down the street, Camille Chippewa isn't so sure. She agrees that the circumstances are strange, and with McBride dead, we only have Wafer's side of the story.
However, I think that there hasn't been enough reporting on the actual case itself. I think from what I've heard, it focuses more on the racial tension rather than the actual facts of what happened.
But it does appear that many people here have already made up their minds. Either Theodore Wafer was a frightened homeowner who made a hasty, tragic mistake in the middle of the night, or he's a killer who didn't think twice before he shot a confused, defenseless girl in the dark. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.